Yes, the 148th Open Championship will take place this year at Royal Portrush, and that's the first time that the Open has been in Ireland since it was last played in Royal Portrush back in 1951, 68 years ago. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Philip Reid, the golf correspondent with the Irish Times. And Philip, it is a momentous occasion for Royal Portrush Golf Club and indeed for the island of Ireland.
I think it's fantastic. The atmosphere since we got here, it just seems to be building up. There's almost a giddiness of excitement. And yet, like, the crowds out here are probably the most knowledgeable you're going to find anywhere, because Irish golfers, Irish golf fans, they know what it's all about. They know when to appreciate a good shot. And I'm certainly looking forward to that first tee shot being struck on early on Thursday morning. And it's going to be a long day on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, but come 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, we're going to have what hopefully will produce a great champion.
And of course, Darren Clarke will have the honour and privilege of hitting that first tee shot, Philip. And, you know, I suppose in many ways the genesis of this Open goes back to the fact that there were so many Irish winners of major championships over the space of a short few years, which all began with Padraig Harrington and Carnoustie back in 2007.
Yeah, and I think in fairness to Darren Clarke, he has attributed Padraig Harrington as being the guy that was almost a catalyst for what's happened. There's a golden generation that Padraig opened away and others stepped in and followed. But even then, it was really, I think, when Darren won and then Rory is winning and GMAC winning the US Open, that the Royal Portrush came back into the frame. And obviously there were political situations in the past that wouldn't allow for the British Open Championship to come here. But all that has changed, and I think the timing is right. And in fairness to the RNA and to Royal Portrush and to everyone else involved up here in Northern Ireland, the course looks absolutely brilliant. In terms of logistics, I don't think it could get any better, because there hasn't been a single complaint from anyone, whether they're public, whether they're in the media, whether from officials coming in here. Access has been great. Everyone's coming with a smile on their face, and I think we're ready for 4 days of great golf and possibly what could actually be one of the best Open Championships ever.
I suppose the key to it from a Royal Portrush perspective was the Open back in 2012. The Irish Open was held here, and that gave them the opportunity to test the venue. And a number of modifications have been made since, most notably two new holes, Philip. Plus, there are a number of different tunnels have had to be built on the golf course. So it has been quite an undertaking.
It's been some logistical work. Like that 2012 Irish Open was the first sellout ever on the European Tour, and that sort of says, okay, there's definitely a golfing appetite for this championship. But what the RNA would then look at was, ultimately it's all about money. Okay, like they'll say they're growing the game or whatever, but there's no way that the championship could have been held here on the island of Ireland unless it made financial sense. And I think even the RNA were blown away by the swift sale of tickets, which the championship is a complete sellout now from Tuesday all the way through to Sunday. And corporate hospitality, everything is gone. So it's probably going to be one of the most successful financially, as well as probably going to be one of the best ever. As you say, the old 17th and 18th, which anyone that played the old layout would probably concede that if there were any weak holes, 17 and 18 were the two weaker of the holes. They've replicated Big Nelly, which is probably the famous bunker on 17. That's now on the seventh hole. And the 7th and 8th holes, which have been redesigned and rebuilt and, under Martin Ebert, it's almost seamless. Like, you wouldn't know that they were the new holes. Like, it was funny the other day when Tiger Woods played the golf course for the first time in practice, he had to ask someone who was walking with him, which are the new holes and have I played them yet? And he'd already actually played the 7th and 8th, and even for someone with his eye and his golfing knowledge, he just assumed that they were part of the original Dunluce Championship links.
Of course, it was a fair achievement, and that was the key to opening up the extra ground for all the infrastructure required for an Open Championship. 43,750 people here on each of the four championship days. It's a magnificent amphitheatre, all of the holes banked on either side. You know, if the likes of Shane Lowry or Rory McIlroy is involved come Sunday, you could see some of the greatest scenes we've ever seen in golf.
Absolutely. You've got to think that Rory McIlroy has been targeting this not just all year, but for the last number of years. It's a course he's obviously played in the past very well as a 16-year-old, shooting a 61. It's a different animal now compared to what you got in the North of Ireland Championship. But he knows his way around it. Graeme McDowell has grown up on the links. Obviously, it's changed slightly since then, but you know, you've got to figure he missed a cut at the Irish Open and he missed a cut again at the Scottish Open. But I believe that he must have been diverted and looking forward, and his eye was off the ball at both of those weeks. And obviously, Rory is the one. But you look at Shane. Shane looks very, very comfortable out there. It's a course he's won on as an amateur, and he's been playing great golf. You know, the trick for Shane this year was winning in Abu Dhabi early on, and all the pressure of being a top 50 player or chasing titles suddenly disappeared in week one. And he seems to have he's up to, what's it, 33 in the world now, and you know, come in maybe a little bit under the radar, as he said himself, and that's probably the plan that he had. And I think it was a very good idea to come up here a couple of weeks ago, get all the groundwork out of the way, and he can just come in and play at his leisure. And of course, don't forget about Patrick Harrington, because you know, he is a player that when he gets going on a links course seems to be a different animal altogether. And he might be the one player in the field that will put, sort of saying, let that wind blow a little bit, you know, and let the rain come and let players be a little bit miserable, because you don't want it too nice on a links course.
Well, if Tom Watson can win an Open in his late 50s, Padraig certainly still retains the ability to do that. Philip, finally, obviously, we've mentioned Padraig and we've mentioned Shane, and I know both of them have said it's an unusual experience driving to an Open Championship without having to get a boat. So, obviously, this is their first time they've played one in Ireland, but there's the potential that we might have one in the south of Ireland at some stage, and perhaps around the Dublin area, and it's possible that Portmarnock is the venue that everybody would consider the most appropriate for an Open Championship. And assuming all the ducks line up in a row, that's a possibility in the future, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly a possibility in our lifetime if Portmarnock, like, there's obviously the single sex the gender membership issue there, that's going to have to change if they're going to have an Open Championship going forward. But in recently hosting the British Amateur there, or the Amateur Championship, it was a huge success. They've definitely set the standard for that tournament or that championship going forward. And if there was a sort of a venue with its infrastructure and with a golf course of quality that is ready for an Open Championship, that is the one. It's going to take time, but it's not beyond the bounds of possibility.
Well, hopefully, Philip, we can get to see it in our lifetime. But in the meantime, we have a great week to look forward to here at Royal Portrush. Thanks very much for talking to us, and have a great week.